Good morning. A blessed Lord's Day to all of you this morning. Thank you for joining us as we gather here to hear God's word and to receive his gifts of forgiveness, life, and salvation this day. There are a number of announcements in the bulletin. Please do read those. One in particular is the Evening Circle is going to have a special speaker on Tuesday. And so if you would like to hear that, please mark your calendars to attend. As we gather this morning, we observe All Saints Day. This is the day in which we remember all of those who have died this past year. We remember them by name in our prayers this morning, along with all of God's saints who have who are resting from their labors. As we gather this morning, before we sing our opening hymn, let us greet each other in peace.
Thank you.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor man, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserve your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being.
Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto you all. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all of your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. They did not love their lives even unto death. Rejoice in the Lord, O you righteous.
We beseech thee, O Lord, with pure minds, we may enter the Holy of Holies through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Forgive us our sins.
Considers all their works. Glory be to the Father,
and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, without end. Amen. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. Glory be to God on high,
and on earth His goodwill toward man.
We praise Thee, we bless Thee, we worship Thee, we glorify Thee, we give thanks to Thee for Thy great glory. O Lord God, Heavenly King, God the Father Almighty, O Lord, the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ,
O Lord God, Lamb of God,
Son of the Father, that takest away the sin of the world, have mercy upon us. Thou that takest away the sin of the world,
receive our prayer. Thou that sittest at the right hand of God the Father, have mercy upon us. For thou holy art holy, thou holy art the Lord. Thou holy, O Christ, with the Holy Ghost, art most high in the glory of God the Father. Amen. The Lord be with you. Let us pray.
O Almighty and Eternal God, through your only and beloved Son, Jesus Christ, you will sanctify all your elected and beloved. Give us grace to follow their faith, hope, and charity, that together with them we may obtain eternal life. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one true God, now and forever. The first reading for the Feast of All Saints is from the Revelation to St. John, chapter 7. After this, I looked, and behold, a great multitude that no one could number, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes, with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." And all the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures. And they fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, "Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, "Who are these, clothed in white robes, and from where have they come?" I said to him, "Sir, you know." And he said to me, "These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore, they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will shelter them with his presence. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. The sun shall not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." This is the word of the Lord.
Lord, all you say, those who fear him and those who seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing.
Our second reading is written in the first epistle of John, chapter 3. See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God, and so we are. The reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared. But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, because we shall see him as he is. And everyone who thus hopes in him purifies himself as he is pure. This is the word of the Lord.
Hallelujah. Come to
to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I shall give you rest. Alleluia.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 5th chapter. Seeing the crowds, Jesus went up on the mountain, and when he sat down, his disciples came to him, and he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven, for so they persecuted the prophets who were before you." This is the word of the Lord. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth,
Spirit of the Virgin.
the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. For all the saints from whom their labors rest. These are the words that perfectly sum up the focus of the day, the observance of All Saints' Day. In the original hymn, the author included verses that sang about the apostles, the evangelists, and the martyrs. So yes, it used to have 11 verses in that hymn. So despite the fact that it has been shortened, the apostles, the evangelists, and the martyrs have not been forgotten. But today we remember all of those who led ordinary lives, the unsung heroes of faith, as it were. Those who didn't get their own day of recognition or who didn't die a martyr's death, but they still confessed the faith. They still were perhaps a hero in the lives of those who they were close to in life. We celebrate them because their stories show their weaknesses and sins. But just like the heroes of the faith, we find in the scriptures, we can still see the mercy of God in their lives. God has used many of the saints who have gone before us to reach people just like you and me. Perhaps it was your parents or maybe your grandparents who told you about Christ, who brought you to church, who encouraged you and prayed for you. Perhaps it was through your spouse or other family that led you to faith. And now they have gone to be with their Lord. So today we remember these saints as the people God used to reach us. We thank God for them. We identify with their lives and how God helped them throughout their life. In the revelation to St. John, our text for today, John speaks of these saints who have gone before us. When he writes, "Behold, I saw a great multitude, no one could number, from every tribe and nation, standing before the throne and before the Lamb. They were holding palm branches and wearing white robes. They were crying in a loud voice, 'Salvation belongs to our God.' All the angels fell down and joined in." So we celebrate All Saints' Day by remembering all the saints who now rest from their labors. The multitude that no one could number from every tribe and nation, they're among some whom we know their faces. Some that joined the multitude from this very congregation in this past year. Some have been a part of this multitude for many years. They are familiar faces. For some of you, maybe it's your father and your mother or both, or maybe it's your grandparents, or a brother or a sister, maybe a spouse, or perhaps even one of your children. These are the ones who have come out of the great tribulation. We rejoice in God's kindness to them and to us. It is today that we are reminded of what Christ has done for the whole church on earth. We hear his description of heaven for his people, forgiven for Jesus' sake. We take heart then. This is what the Lord says of those whom you mourn, who died in the Christian faith. He says they are holy. He says that for Jesus' sake, they are delivered from all their sins, because the sin that plagued them in this life is not permitted in heaven. The temptations that troubled them here are not there. And so indeed they have rest from their labors in Christ. They also are blessed. They are blessed because the curse of sin has been removed. They are no longer afflicted with the great tribulation. Their robes have been made white in the blood of the Lamb. But being a saint does not start just at the gate of heaven. Being a saint starts here actually on earth. And it begins with having been clothed in the righteousness of Christ, where God, through his mercy, calls people to trust in his eternal promises. For these children, he writes his name on their heads, marks them as his precious people, and he adds to them, adds to the communion of saints. So you who are baptized into Christ's holy church are indeed part of the mystical body of Christ. You are saints in Christ. But here, there is still a battle. As long as we are on the green side of the grave, we will continue to struggle. We will continue to be grieved and plagued by sin. It is a life for us where there is no magic words or magic formulas that will take away the pain or make the suffering go away. It is a life where we will be tempted to deal with grief according to the way that the world does, by indulging in things which defile or lies which deceive or self-pity that honors ourself more than the departed or anger which curses God. It is a life of faith that when tempted, we are called to repent. We repent because Jesus has declared of those who have died in Christ, you are not forgotten, but remembered and delivered. Because Jesus has died on the cross to suffer the judgment for your sin, God no longer sees you as sinner, defiled, and blemished. To use more language from our text, we too have been washed in the blood of the Lamb. So he sees you as the church, the bride of Christ, pure and spotless and undefiled. The difference between us and those in our text today, that is the saints in heaven, they have already arrived from their journey, but you and I are still traveling that road to the wedding hall. But you are no less holy and the bride of Christ right now, because Christ, your bridegroom, has redeemed you with his own blood. You are named by God. He has written his name upon your forehead, marking you as one of his own. And he has written your name in the book of life. And your certainty of this is not found in yourself or what you've done, but it is found in your baptism, in living daily in the promise that there by the word and the water, God has put his name upon you. For he has baptized you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And there he wrote your name in the book of life, and he has promised his faithfulness to you. Lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Now the world and the grief of death will work hard to try to make you believe that God has forsaken you. But the Lord declares to you, I have not forgotten you, and I will not forget you. I have marked you as my own. I will never leave you nor forsake you. And so this day, God blesses you, and he says to you again and again, I forgive you all of your sins in the name of the Father and of the Holy Spirit, Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. So rejoice always to hear that absolution, for it is the Lord's promise to you that he has gone to prepare a place for you. And where I am, he says, you will be with me also. So you are holy and named and blessed because the Lord indeed is with you. He is present with you. And so your Savior is just as present with you right now as he is with those saints in heaven, to those who live with him in eternity, They could look upon his face. But to us who continue in this tribulation, he continues to cloak himself and his work in humble means. So rather than looking at his full glory, he says to you and I, take, eat, this is my body. Take, drink, this is my blood for the forgiveness of sins. And so Jesus is just as much with you as he is with the saints in heaven. And when we confess that we believe in the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, we mean by that to say, because Jesus is here with you in his word and in the sacraments, and because Jesus is with those who have gone before us in heaven, we are together with them in Christ even now. So we do not just rehearse here on earth to share in the liturgy throughout the world. We do not just rehearse to sing in the future. But because Jesus is with us, we sing with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven. And when it is given you to mourn the death of the loved one of God's people, you will never be closer to them in this life than when you are with Christ in his word and in the sacraments. He is there with them as their Savior. He is here with you as your Savior. As he has blessed them and named them and made them holy, he has blessed you and named you and made you holy. He has made you a saint. And while you do not see the host of heaven yet, that day will come. In the meantime, we rejoice for those who have already arrived. The kingdom of God is theirs because of forgiveness. And indeed, the kingdom of God is yours because in Christ Jesus, he has forgiven you all of your sins. Thanks be to God for all of those unsung heroes of faith who have given us Christ, who have brought to us Christ in their many and various ways. And we look forward to that day when we will join them in body at the resurrection of all people. And so we pray, come, Lord Jesus, come quickly. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.
Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore me the joy of salvation, and uphold me with a high free spirit. Amen.
Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, we pray that you would bless this, our offering, that here in this place we may continue to proclaim Christ and him crucified for the forgiveness of sins, life and salvation, and eternal life. We pray this through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We continue with the prayers of the church. We pray for the whole church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their need. This morning in our prayers, we remember Candy Dobish, and we also remember the family of Harvey Schrader, who died. Let us pray. Almighty God, we give thanks for all your goodness and bless you for the love that sustains us from day to day. We praise you for the gift of your Son, our Savior, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. We thank you for the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, for your holy church, for the means of grace, for the lives of all faithful and just people, and for the hope of the life to come. Help us to treasure in our hearts all that you have done for us, and enable us to show our thankfulness in lives that are wholly given to your service. Lord, in your mercy, Heavenly Father, save and defend your whole church, purchased with the precious blood of Christ. Strengthen your faithful people through the word and holy sacraments, making them perfect in love, charitable in all good works, and fervent in prayer. Establish in them the faith once delivered to the saints. Grant wisdom and heavenly grace to all pastors and to all those who hold office in your church, that by their devoted service, faith may abound in your kingdom increase. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Heavenly Father, preserve our nation in justice and honor, that we may lead a peaceable life with integrity. Grant health and favor to all who bear office in our land, especially the President and Congress of these United States, the Governor and the Legislature of the State of Nebraska, our mayor and community leaders, and all who make, administer, and judge our laws. Help them to serve your people according to your holy will. Lord, in your mercy, Heavenly Father, take from us all hatred and prejudice, and give us the spirit of love, and order our days in your peace. Prosper the labor of those who work in peace and justice to the nations of the world. We remember those who serve us in the armed forces, especially Todd, Angela, Jacob, Madison, and Kyle. We pray that they and all who serve may do so with honor and integrity. So also we pray that you would protect and defend those who protect and defend us here at home, especially our police and emergency workers, that we may lead quiet lives in all godliness and honesty. Lord, in your mercy, Heavenly Father, we praise you for the gift of human life. We pray that you would look favorably upon all expectant mothers. We remember Carissa, Brittany, and Cheyenne. Grant they and all that throughout their time of pregnancy, that mother and child may be kept safe from harm and danger, and that you may be glorified in the giving of life. Lord, in your mercy. Gracious Heavenly Father, our time is in your hands. Look with favor upon those who celebrate birthdays this week. We remember Caroline, Ellie, Bennett, Finiel, and Eldine. Strengthen their trust in your goodness and bless them with your abiding love all the days of their life. Lord, in your mercy. Gracious Father, we give thanks for the gift of marriage. We especially remember Ed and Sherry, who celebrate that gift of marriage this week. Assist them always by your grace, that with true fidelity and steadfast love, they may ever honor and keep their promises, grow in love toward you and love for each other through every joy and sorrow shared. Lord, in your mercy, Heavenly Father, by your word and Holy Spirit, comfort all of those who are in sorrow, those who are in need, those who are sick and facing adversity. We especially remember Isabel, Stacy, Dwayne, Nick, Hannah, Karen, Lana, April, Margaret, Kathy, Lori, Gloria, Mark, and Candy. Be their comfort and strength. Relieve them their pain. Guard them from all danger and restore them to health according to your good and gracious will. But most certainly, we pray that you would grant to them the full assurance for your love for them in Christ Jesus our Lord. Lord, in your mercy, merciful God and Father, look graciously upon the Schrader family who grieved the death of Harvey. By this death, teach us to number our days, that we may live a life of repentance, Grant to the family your Holy Spirit, that they may be strengthened in their hope and trust in you. Give to them your grace and mercy, that they would cast all their cares upon you and know the consolation of your love for them. Lord, in your mercy. Heavenly Father, in joyful expectation of the resurrection to life eternal, we remember before the Lord our departed family and friends who have gone before us in the faith and all those who are now in our hearts and minds this day. We remember especially of those of this congregation who have departed this life in the past year. Esther Glensman, Joanne Kuchera, Loretta Firestein, Virgil Grun, Alma Rasmussen. Almighty God, we remember with thanksgiving those who have loved and served you in your church on earth and who now rest from their labors. Keep us in fellowship with all your saints and bring us at last to the joy of your heavenly kingdom. Lord, in your mercy. Holy Father, here in this place you open the gate of heaven, for according to Christ's words, your Son is bodily present with us in the sacrament of the altar. Bring us in repentance and faith to eat and drink worthily at his supper this day, and through its forgiveness and healing, that we put off the old self and be renewed in true righteousness and holiness. Lord, in your mercy, all these things and whatever else you know that we need, we pray that you would grant to us, dear Father, for the sake of Jesus Christ, who died and rose again and now lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Father, Almighty and Everlasting God, in the communion of all your saints gathered in the one body of your Son, you have surrounded us with so great a cloud of witnesses that we, encouraged by their faith and strengthened by their fellowship, may run with perseverance the race that is set before us, and together with them receive the crown of glory that does not fade away. Therefore, with angels and archangels, with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
is he. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
We give thanks to Almighty God that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift, and we implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Lord be with you. Bless we the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Amen.
Servant, depart in peace according to your will.